at the Aruch HaShulchan was defending the practice of Jewish women, even though he said, Baal Mishneh Berurah, Hir Ish Aleihem. That was in Siman Shin Yutes, which is a siman about Borer. Very upset that the certain women who were peeling the onions in the morning and not using them until Shalosh Shudas, they said that's a terrible thing. And in point of fact, it seems to be against the Beferish Ramah. Ramah is found in Siman Shin Chof Aleph, the very end, in Sif Yutes. I'll read it to you. Also, Liklov Shumim of Bitzalam Kshakolef Lahaniach, Avalech Olial Tashari. And they go against the Beferish Ramah. Interestingly, the Bialocha himself, in this very Siman Shunchav Aleph Sifutes Liklof, he quotes a Yerushalmi, there's an instance of Borer, and he says, wait a minute. He doesn't understand what's the problem. He doesn't understand. We should start the other way around. First, we should say that it's also even the Alta. You know why? Psolas Mitoch Ocho. You're taking the peel, which is solace, away from the food, which is good. You can't do that. You don't have to sugar stuff iron dalit. Right? It's benira. Very important yourself. The cave and the yevsha b'dinacher b'derech achilos of b'kach lo mikri psoas b'toch ocha. She'enu ela lech ol hatoch. Chol shal yal tashari, laniach osir. No better than ocha b'toch psoas. So very important yourself. The reason why we say that psoas b'toch ocha is a problem, because you have an alternative. So the Gemara. The question was, is derech achila or derech inuach, right? That's also in the Gemara in Afayin Dalet. It's derech achila, it's permissible. Derech breira, I should say, it's prohibited. If there's no alternative, you can't say it's not derech. There is no other way to eat it. You can't help it. You can't take the inside of the apple outside of the peel. Wait, are you crazy? No, don't take the peel out of it. Take the slice it in half and pull the. Well, it's not doable. It's impossible to do such a thing. Right, so there's no alternative. Fine. Okay, fine. I, these Rishonim, quote a Yerushalmi, which they understand it to mean. Kol Eves Chayim Mishneh Berurah. They passed that. We saw this, if you recall. Yesterday, that's how some understood. We saw many understood differently. Chayim Mishneh Berurah. Or perhaps in the case where you're not threshing and pressing, you're not Chayim at all. We had three sheets yesterday. Against the Mefurash, you bait it after you give them a base. Rav Makalfala Dvisu Kasi Kasi. What do you mean? That Mrs. Rav, she filled up cupfuls of garlic that she peeled. Maybe it's orim. Excuse me. It's talking about barley. What's the difference between barley and onions and garlic? Okay. It says Yesh Lomar. Dato lecho li alter. Huh? Cupfuls? Cupfuls? The alter? I define the alter. Let's see later if we have time today. The alter means they're pretty immediate use. How can it be? And the Ram left out the Rishalmi. Lule divre kotchem shal Rishonim hanal. Or nearly the Yashiv divre Rishalmi be often nos. And the Ram will know I left it out. Based upon the Gemara. Hamekalev Saorin Mekalev Achas Vyochel. That's a Gemara base that if you'd give them a base, talk about Meister, etc. It goes to a whole sugar base, I can't use the whole sugar now. Bottom line, he says, is as follows. The Havamina was that Kolev is included in Melochel, like by Meister. There's no difference now to Lachazma. That was the day of the Risham. That's the Havamina. But the Maskon of the Babli, and it's quoted in Rabbeinu Chananel here. That kolev is part of mishum melechas machshavas osri Torah lo havi al zeh shein melocha klal afilu bedato lecho liachar zman. That's what it means. It's not a melocha at all, and therefore, if you peel something, it's not considered to be a melocha whatsoever. Okay, nearly as daiti, if not for the Rishon. We explained yesterday that the Rishon might agree. Who was Rishon? What is Rishon? Who's the quote? Truma, Smag, Mordechai. We spent a lot of time yesterday analyzing those Rishon. Didn't come out so clear that his pshat is correct. Could be that because either there's no other malacha afterwards, and we had that Esau, Easter, took yourself in the Mordechai we spoke about, right? And we had the pshat of the shem chodesh. It's not pressurizing, it's just flaying it or peeling it, and it's ain hefshet ala ba'or, skin, or Rashi on ayin dal on the base. We had a number of different sources which seem to indicate that perhaps this is not really a violation at all. So I make a compromise view. The bi'olach of hakeret is so megil, at the end of the day, he doesn't pass an halacha lemaisa, but he wants to justify even liachas mam, which is what the Aruch HaShulchan said. My compromise is, listen, we shouldn't go against the simple breed of the Ramot. We should say that if you should not be peeling shumim b'tzolim la'aniach, the altar is shari. Let's understand the altar to mean immediate. Although we can reinterpret the altar. We saw it in the Mordechai with no future malacha. But that's out of context. Doesn't mean you mean it over here. But there's another problem which relates directly to this. If you look at all the kitzes svarim, I'm sure you've seen kitzes svarim when you went to school, they all have the same chumra. The same chumra is like this. You may recall, let's open up the Gemara, Ayin Dalet. The Gemara discusses Borer, throws in a side that we mentioned already yesterday, three considerations. One consideration is, has to be for immediate use. Another consideration is, it has to be Ochel Mitov Solas. And the third consideration is that it cannot be with a specialized kli. In the particular context of the Gemara, that's Nafel Kvar. Chayef Chatas. On this basis, the poskim suggest that if you want to peel vegetables on Shabbos, you may not use a peeler. It's Kapaskin by Rabbi Shimon Eidazal, and it's Kapaskin and Shemir Shabbos Kilchosa. The classic, you know, sron that we when, at least when I was growing up, it was a sron that we used. My problem was, it was a disconnect to what I saw in my own eyes. My mother's house, my mother-in-law's house, and therefore my wife's house, my grandmother's house. I always saw them, they took cucumbers and they were peeling them with a peeler. Let me see what you might take a poll in this room. Nice olam here. Have you seen people use a peeler to peel cucumbers or maybe carrots? What else do you use? You have to put potatoes in Shabbos. The only thing you can do is, right? What do you use for salads on Shabbos that require peeling? I can only think of cucumbers and carrots. Anything else? No. Good. Who's seen from Jewish women use a peeler for cucumbers or carrots on Shabbos? Who's ever seen it?
I've never seen any peeling.
You don't see anything?
I think my mom uses a knife.
She's from. Okay, she uses a knife. A bunch of the shalom. I use a knife. A knife would be the equivalent of what's called a knon tamchon. It's a utensil. It's not a specialized utensil. But why do we allow them to use even a knife? Should we also have a drabonim? I said, you're about to own the drabonim. My wife's a daraisa. But still, you guys haven't seen anything. He sees a knife, you see nothing. You just come to the table, it's all made.
Yeah. It might be okay because when you're peeling it, you're also peeling some of the...
Oh, very good. Depends who peels. If I peel, oh man, so much of that other stuff comes off, there's almost nothing left. Because I don't have such dexterous hands. You know, if I try to get off the green of the cucumber, just look to the other side, it's all white. You got someone who's, So therefore you're suggesting I'm being borer, not psolas away from the ochel, I'm taking psolas and ochel away from ochel, which is certainly a tzad l'hakel. That is certainly correct. That is one of the tzad l'hakel that the post can have in this particular case. But let's go back to some of the original sources. I believe, on first glance, that the issue over here should be the dosh of borer. Because if it's borer, it's mefurish gemara here, then if it's not b'kvar, it's chayav chatas. If it's dosh, it's a mefurish mishnah. We saw yesterday that it's mutter with a specialized kli. Remember that? The nutcracker. Kurun shalagozin, the fateh bosagozin. Kufcha bezem et bez. That's a specialized utensil called the nutcracker, which you allow to move on Shabbos in order to crack nuts. So the Eglei Tal says, when it comes to dosh, it's mutal yalta, which Eglei Tal shita, based on that same Mishnah, it's mutal even with a kliyam yuchad, the furish adin, kurna shalagozin. Oh. On both sides, the Eglei Tal has to cash against himself, so if you can't use a kliyam yuchad for borer, why don't we ask the nutcracker, Mishum Borim? He says, well, he says, you're not separating between the fruit of the nut and the klipa, because there are other things. You have a walnut. You crack a walnut, after you finish cracking the walnut with the nutcracker, there's still a lot of stuff left that you're not eating. Then what's the exception to that rule? Almonds. That's a very common almond. If you crack the nut, there's nothing there but the fruit itself. According to the Hegel Talis Cheshvin, should be a serious problem. Sounds like it's always mut. So I thought, Rabbi Osai, there is no Easter of Borei when it comes to peeling. As we said already yesterday, against the Mogad Avraham, all comes back to that Yerushalmi, what it means like being Borei. The Mogad Avraham and the Suda Beis Yosef to mean that when you the peeling itself is Borei. And we understood, no. After you have a big pile of the fruits and the peels, you separate one from the other, that's the peeling. That's what we spoke about last time. More than that, why is the psalmist speak of Ochel? And he said, you know, don't say in all cases that it's impossible otherwise. No. There are cases where it's possible otherwise. I'll give an example. You peel a banana. Oh, it's a good banana. I take the peel off. I can slice the banana in half. Right? And then, just take the banana out of the peel. It's possible. That's the kasha of the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchos. That's his kasha. Yeah. And we said yesterday already, there's no tarubis. So why should it be considered to be borer? Pashprat's really not considered to be borer at all. Not only that, it should be awesome with the rabbanah to use a knife. Shmir Shabbos asks that kasha. Based on this kasha, and if you want to look it up in Paragimel, my edition, the original edition, Kuf Chafei, the big yisod, Rabbi Osai. Yes, it's true. Not bakvar is the yisod arise. So what does that mean? It's a sieve. The sieve is usually used to sift the flour. You pop the flour in a big silo or a big bag. You use it for the next 6 months to make cookies and cake. But what will happen if I have a kli which is designated for separation, but for immediate use? But it's designated for separation, but for immediate use. Comes in Shmir Shabbos and says, you see that it's mutter. A knife. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, not only should a knife be mutter, but a peeler should also be mutter. Because a peeler, which is used for cucumbers and carrots, is very often used for immediate use. Pashup Shah. We can argue, Rabbi Osai, there's really no fundamental distinction between Dosh and Borer. But not before, also by borer, because it's made for long-term use. And a peeler is mutter when it comes to dosh, because it's for immediate use. But there's no difference one or the other. It all depends what the nature of the usage is. Possibly. Oh. This being the case, Rabbi Osai, we can argue that it all depends what the purpose of the kli is. Take a sieve. The sieve is the kli itself, has holes in it. That's what separates the flour from the junk, right? What happens if it's not that kind of a kli? I want to read you the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Shin Yud Tes, Sivkaton, Samach Aleph. Here it says in the Shulchan Aruch, talks about water. The water, the bugs in the water, the worms in the water. It's not going to say over here why. It's only been metaken in the Indian Kodah Machila Oshtia, but not Beshash Shtia. That's the Mishnah Berurah. So therefore, if it's over here, you may separate Yikach Tzas Gami HaMachal or HaMashke Imo V'Yizruk. That's in Samach Aleph. And Samach Beis talk about Smetana Shamenet, cream. Okay, so what do you do when you get to, if you want to get the cream out of the milk? Yikach Tzas HaMachal or V'Yizruk. Leave a little bit of the cream in the milk, then it's considered to be permissible. And remember, you're removing it with a kaf. That's what he's talking about. Removing it with a spoon. Okay, but kaf. Rabbeinu Shalom, isn't a kaf a kliya miyuchot? So why is it mutter? So the Shmir Shabbos answers, no. I don't need a spoon to separate milk from cream. So why don't I use my hands? An expression in America. I don't want to dirty my hands. A spoon, I don't want to dirty my hands. I don't, the spoon has no special school to do borer. I don't want to dirty my hands. It's called a yada richta. It's a long hand, a long arm of the law. It's my long hand. I That's all it is. It's a longhand. For example, we have, that's what Shmir Shabbos says. It's a longhand. Here in Shin Chaf Aleph, we mentioned before, we do a lot of peel apples. Sivkot Pei Dalet. It's the very last one in Shin Chaf Aleph. Tapuchin. So you can peel it for immediate use. The question is, why? Using a knife, you can use your hands. It should be also with the Rabbanan. Here too, Rabosai. The knife is not like a sieve, which has holes in it. The knife is just an extension of your hand. You can't do it with your hand, it's not sharp enough, etc., etc. It's like using your hand. It's using your hand. Rav Moshe says, it's like your hand. According to Rav Moshe, it seems to me, a peel would be permissible as well. I once said a Shabbos, Shubat Rosh, I think about this a long time ago, the matter of peeler, and they said, how can you do this? Rav Moshe seems to say no. So I said, ask Rav Moshe. Moshe was Baruch Hashem well at the time. They asked him, said, no, I think it's permissible. Sure enough, if you look in the Shabbos kitchen, in the chapter, the seventh chapter is about Boer, look at footnote 45, it's from Reuven, said the name of his father, that a peeler is permissible. Why? It's your hand. It's your hand. I told you before, when I peel a cucumber, no matter how much, what kind of peeler I have, it doesn't come out right. Half the cucumber goes into the garbage. I lack the dexterity to do a good job. So what's doing the borer is really the dexterity of the hand. The knife or the peeler, just an extension of the hand, that's all. It's not the same as an apple kvar. That's what I thought. Let's not forget, this is also found in Shemir Shabbos, footnote Peivov, who said what you said. When you peel the cucumber, by definition, you'll be taking some of the cucumber out with you. It's not just taking away the green from the white. Some of it's like ochel mi ochel. There is a frum sefer in Bnei Brak. It's called Ayel Meshulash. It has a few things on Borer. He says no. If I purposely take extra for the food, then it's not considered to be Borer. But if I would love to get rid of just the green peel, only thing is I'm not dexterous enough. I take out some of the white with me. That's not considered to be a heter of ochel betochoch. I don't know where you got that from. Just give me full disclosure. There's another cool over here. There's another bir halacha. Bir halacha has a simon shin yud tes siv dalet. A question of you have fish and there are bones in the fish. So look at the very serious problem of borer if there are bones in the fish. Very serious matter. So what do you do with it? People are somewhat lenient when it comes to these things. So how do you justify it? So the halacha writes over here, as far as bones and fish are concerned, like this. Remember, the bones and the fish is organically the same. If the bones and the fish are organically the same, it's considered to be what's called min echot, and you are removing it for immediate use, it's the chiddush nifla b'halacha. That's not called borer. That's called tikkun ochel b'yalma. If his kiddush is correct, same would apply to a peel of a cucumber. It's organically one unit. And he has a lashon over here, the bi'alacha. It must be, al karchok, he says, in such a circumstance, there's no shame. Oh, here it is over here. He says, there's ein shame psoles. A la klipa, in such a circumstance, it's not labeled. Remember, it's organically the same thing. Okay? It's not called elatikun uchla bi'alma. Not the same as psolos di'alma, which is psolos gum, which is different from an ochel. No, here, it's not b'chuvi bi'achadam ochel. We already saw that the Rabbeinu Chananel said that bor was only psolos mu'revis v'ena b'chuberis. But here he's saying, otherwise it would be dush. He's not even discussing dash. He thinks it's neither presumably dash or bar. It's called tikkun ochla b'yalma. That's the answer. That would apply over here as well. More than that, gentlemen, who's ever eaten the peel of a cucumber? That's it. No one else. It comes in salads. It comes with a peel. It's not like a peel of a walnut. It's edible. It's edible. Even though most of you may want to peel it, it doesn't matter. That kind of case, there's no really serve borer. Where's that? That's what the Mishnah B'alacha is right over here. Atzamos rikichi uuyim gamken la'achila. I never saw this. The matzu, the af, the achash of our freedom, you take the soft bones out of a fish. Chozer v'ochla.
Woo!
Has anyone in this room ever done that?
In the salmon cans.
Yeah.
The little bones of
the
salmon cans.
Yeah.
Edible.
Yeah, yeah. You eat it?
No, you eat the whole can, whatever comes in the
salmon. I say it, but he says it's going to be. If you even after they take it out, then they eat it separately. Whoa. There was not hope solace at all. So since people do eat the cucumber peels, l'chadchila, many people do that, it's not considered to be psolus at all. At the very worst, Rabbi Osai, at the very worst, if it's at least called royal le'achila ade atchak, in which case the Mishnah Ozayin says, maybe it's Nisa b'drabbonim, merzikibor. So a lot of svaros to be made over here. That has my biggest kula of all. My biggest kula comes from the Makom HaChumra. Chumra came from the Eglei Tal. He's the one who said, there's a problem. I read you the words of the Eglei Tal. I'm not reading his words. Yerorli, Yemkilev Botzel Echod, Afilu Anichol HaChazman, Ein Zebore. Why? To Ochel Upsoles, Shemunachim, Ze Eitzel Ze, Shenotel HaEchod HaMeniach HaSheni, Ein Bo Mishem Bore. Rakakolev Pitzolim, Shaklipos, Mafsikos, Ben HaOchlim, Who Davi Brer. What does it mean? As we said before, there's no Tarobis. There's no Tarobis. No Tarobis can be Nisra of Borer. So when is it going to be a problem of Borer? You know, we had the case, for example, of someone who was Kolev Shumim, garlics. He's pressing down and he's separating the garlic peel from the garlic. There are many garlics with peels in between, and that's going to be Nisra of Borer potentially. But when you take one thing in your hand, the one cucumber, you take it in your hand, you start peeling it. That's not Borer in the first place, even according to the Eglei Tal, who's the source of the original Nisr that's quoted, to you not use a Klima Yuchim. So therefore, it seems to me that many Tzadim Lahokim. Again, according to many posts, there's no Easter of Borer when it comes to peeling a vegetable at all. That was yesterday's year. No Easter in the first place. And if it's eaten by most people, we suggest it's not called Solus at all. And then we know Easter Doraisa for Shuna. Comes with the Rabbanon. Let's use a svar that Kli is used for immediate use, which it is in these kinds of cases. And you're taking away part of the machel. According to Rav Moshe, it's like no difference between a peeler and a knife. And therefore, the minute to use a peeler, it seems to me to be very well established. Still goes on in my house. I think it's completely permissible, notwithstanding the kitchen books. But I'm happy the Shabbos kitchen, these quotes from Moshe, has been made on this case. So that's a very important kitchen book for these days. Very, very important. Yes.
Because you have the idea about Yada Richta, the continuous Yada Richta. How do you, again, come back to the definition? Is the definition whether I just passively put the flour into the sieve and then that's a kli, whereas this kli I'm holding, I'm working with it, and that makes it an extension of my hand? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And I add that what's really separating the peel from the fruit is the dexterity of my hand.
That's... Right, now in the Mishnah, the Gemara has a case, I don't know if it's the same thing, with Zorah. So Zorah is Barakah Baruach. So Badafka, that malacha is I take the kli, I throw it up into the air, and then it blows away the chaff.
Right.
So you're saying this is different than that? In other words, that by that extension, that shouldn't even be...
It's not Borah, it's Zorah.
It's Zorah, right. So in other words, so you said, but by Borer, you want to say that it wouldn't be considered to be a kli. In other words, if I'm doing something...
Right, but more than that, just not forget... In the case of Zorah, you have the chaff and the wheat is all bigger than one big pile.
Right.
You throw it up in the air, the wind blows away what's lighter, and these what's heavier, so therefore it's considered to be an act of Zorah when the Lamed Tes blows. It's high in the Zorah. Paul's going to talk about the aerosol cans. Some want to say, there are more quotes such a thing, which seems to say that a simple level, that these kinds of aerosol cans may be a problem. I'm reading you from a Shin Yud test, the very last line of Ramah. A rokek beruach b'shabes v'ruach mefazer I rok chayim b'shem zora. It was the all who wears the psalms. It's kind of the mefurish gemara. Hainu zora, hainu borer, hainu merakim. It's the Yerushalmi. So the Eglei Tal says the machlokus bavi Yerushalmi is the very nature of zora. And within the Rambam shouldn't be passing in this way. Shapaz it's mutter. There's no all who wears the psalms over there. So aerosol can't be permissible. Following. It's always is a different category.
Can I answer another question?
Sure, any question you want. Ask any question you want.
You said with the bones of the fish, that you should view it as one organic, like one unit. So I'm losing it. When do you say something one unit? When don't you say it's units? Because you can eat it again. Is that what you're saying? That's why it's one unit? Or
no, no, no. It's organically connected. That's a prerequisite. Right? It has to be organically connected. So the Birolacha said a Chiddush and Shin Yud Tes Dalet Divrei Maaseh Mitoch. It's organically connected, and it's for immediate use. It's not called Borer. It's called Tikkun Uchla Bial. It's a Chiddush Nifla Vanayra. But if you're out of God, you can say it's a Chiddush. So the Mishnah Birolacha said it. So now that seems with that logic would apply certainly to a case of peeling a cucumber. Because
let's come back to the wheat. Like I have wheat has its kernel, so it's organically connected, and yet that gufa is the malacha boner, is it not?
Not for immediate use. And you typically speak when you peel the husk off the kernel, you're then going to first grind it, and then you're going to make it into flour and keep it on store for 3 months, and then bake bread in 3 months from now. Right, typically not.
So it's organically connected and it's for immediate use. So
and I add, it's normally for immediate use. Okay. That's always important. We mentioned it already yesterday. And I decide to use. I'm going to squeeze an orange for right now. Doesn't help because it's meant the orange to squeeze for long term. It's only over here. It's mentioned for long term. If it's normally for immediate use and for immediate use, that's the Mishnah Kufa base and a base. But the Eglay Tal said is a heter loud for dosh and presumably for borer as well. In that kind of a situation. Any other questions? Okay, I think we're out of time. Mitzvah Hashem, maybe next week you're going to go into other areas of Daf Gomer's course, passed by so fast. If you prefer, we can talk more about some of these malachas that are here. We didn't